So here's what happened. Last week, I went around and I swabbed some things. And so I want to tell everybody kind of what this experiment is about. We put a ton of stuff online, and so this is just kind of the introduction. We use these Petri dishes. So had some Petri dishes, and to the Petri dishes, we put a nutrient auger. So this just allows bacteria to grow. So we poured that in there, let it gel and so forth. So now we were ready to go. So what I did was this, is I took the cotton swab, and I swabbed, for example, a keyboard.
Ew.
All right? So then opened it up like this, back and forth like this, closed it up, and then I washed. I'm sorry, I'm going crazy for our poor camera operator who's looking, where am I going? Yeah. And then I took the Clorox wipes here, and I wiped the whole thing down, and then I swabbed it again.
Oh, so we get to see if these actually work.
So you get to see if it works. And I have some time lapse for you to take a look at. So if you look at this, this is over a course of about 5 days or so. We had a little GoPro camera. Take a look at what happens when it goes. You can start to see this little growth there at the very beginning.
There it comes.
So the one over here on the left, notice that.
That's a lot of bacteria.
Growth. But look at the growth on the right still. That's still pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
And that's after it's been swabbed down.
Oh,
so
really?
Come back and look live, and we'll look down here on the platform here. If you just look at these across here, take a look at how bad it is. The TV remote, although we can't tell exactly what it is, I've been told by the molecular biologists who are much smarter
than
I am. If it's colored, it's orange, it's red, it's yellow, bad news.
Ooh,
all
bad,
right? So
bad.
Ideas of some fecal product, whatever it might be.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. All right, so here's this. You know, it's all over the place. A keyboard, cell phone, horrible. Center for Disease Control says that the number one way that we're spreading these germs back and forth is by you're on your cell phone, and then you say, hey, take a look at my cell phone, look at the picture. But this is the surprising one. Pan over here. The top of the soap dispenser.
Get out. The little thing you push?
Yes, because you put your thumb on there. Oh. It's dirty. You pump this out. You never wash the very top of it. Now let me reveal this. If you go a little bit wider, take a look at what happened when we completely washed these down. You would think we would have empty Petri dishes, but we don't. Look at all of these. If you take a look at it here, it is better. So notice that it's better here.
Yep.
And notice that keyboard is a little bit better.
The only
one that's really, really good is the cell phone. And the reason why the cell phone is good is because there's not a lot of crevices.
It's a flat surface.
Right? There's not a little divots and so forth. So the real science experiment is to see whether or not the Clorox works very well or whatever the wipe is. And as Dr. John tells us and so forth, Lysol is great to get into those crevices. And the Center for Disease Control is saying wash your hands. Soap and water, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't share your cell phone with somebody. This is normal. So this isn't just, it's like our newsroom is horrible. This is what you would find anywhere.
Everywhere.
And kids are finding this. A word of caution very quickly. If any child or adult is doing this for a science fair project, you never open the lids.
These lids
have been sealed shut. So we taped them shut. Everything goes into a Ziploc bag. We seal it and throw it away.
Which works for me.